Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing in the sixth chapter of Maseches Demai. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav says, Beshamai Omrim, Lo Yimkar Adam Es Zesav El Lachaver. A person may only sell his olives to someone who is frum and trustworthy when it comes to ritual purity. Beis Hillel Omrim Afla Maser. Beis Hillel say he can even sell them to someone who doesn't observe the laws of ritual purity, but is just known to take tithes. Utsnuei Beis Hillel, hayu nohagin kidivrei Beis Shammai. But the most scrupulous from the school of Hillel would act according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, which was a higher standard. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Lo yimkor adam zesav, a person may not sell his olives. Zesim shenitlashu min ha'ilan, they've been harvested from the tree, v'lo hukshu l'kabel tumah, and they have not yet become susceptible to contract ritual impurity by becoming wet. For example, they haven't yet exuded their own moisture, which would make them wet and susceptible to ritual impurity. So therefore, el l'chaver, you can only sell them to a person who's a chaver, a frumi, Leprush hamuchzak letaharos, a person who's got a reputation that he observes the laws of ritual purity. V'lo yimkram lemisha eino chaver, and you can't sell them to somebody who's not a chaver. Shlo yidroch osam betuma, so that he shouldn't press them in a state of impurity and end up making impure oil from them. Afla maiser, Beis Hillel says you can sell them to someone even who doesn't keep the laws of ritual purity, just so long as he tithes. Someone who's only accepted the laws of tithing upon himself. But he hasn't accepted upon himself to be scrupulous with the laws of ritual purity. He's able to sell them to such a person because even though right now they haven't become susceptible to ritual impurity. Imur shemar yachlum kodem shizu. Maybe he'll eat them before they exude their moisture and become susceptible. Vavagav, derov zesim ein omden lachlankach, and that's not going to happen too often. That's a pretty rare case. Most olives will become wet before they get eaten. Balila koldehu dematzinan litlush talinan. Beis Hillel are acting leniently because there is still a legitimate reason to be lenient. So they're not yet susceptible to impurity. It's possible they'll be eaten before they become susceptible to impurity. So we're not going to bar them from selling olives to someone who doesn't keep ritual purity out of the possibility, even though the possibility is the majority case. Varamba muki plutaihu, the Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai savre also ligrum tuma lechulin, Be'eretz Yisrael, u'beis Hillel svari mutter legrum tumah lechulin she'be'eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam says the difference of opinion between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is that Beis Shammai feels you're not allowed to cause secular food to become ritually impure in Israel, and Beis Hillel feels that you are. So that would be the difference of opinion as to why you could or could not sell such things to someone who doesn't keep the laws of ritual purity. Utsnuei Beis Hillel, the most scrupulous ones in the school of Beis Hillel, would act like Beis Shammai. Vasikin hamadatkin b'mitzvos, shahayu b'Beis Hillel. They were the ones who would daven vasikin, and they were very scrupulous in their observance of mitzvos, and even those in Beis Hillel who were extra careful with mitzvos would act like Beis Shammai. Mishnah Zayin. Shnayim sebatsu es karmehen l'toch gas echas. Two people who jointly own some fields, and they harvest the grapes from these vineyards into the same winery. Echad maser ve'echad she'eno maser. One of them takes tithes and the other one doesn't. Hamaser maser eshalo v'chelka b'chol makom shehu. The one who takes tithes, tithes his portion, and then his share is whatever he takes. Wherever it is, that's his. Bart Nuro. Echad maser, one tithes, ne'aman hamasros. He's got a good reputation, so we assume that he has taken tithes or that he's going to tithe. He's someone you can buy from. Ve'echad eno maser, and one of them doesn't tithe. Eno ne'aman al hamasros. He's someone who doesn't have a good reputation on tithes, so you'd need to treat his produce like demai. Hamaser Maaser Shelo, the one who tithes, tithes his portion. Matakein Hachatzi Mikol Mashigido Bekerem Shel Shnehem. He takes the tithes from the half that's his share of what they grew jointly. Bechelko Bekol Makum Shehu. And his portion is wherever it is. So that sounds as if he can take from anywhere in the remaining piece. But we'll see that there are other explanations for that. B'Yushami Mefarish, the Hachika Amar. The Yushami says that this is what it means to say. B'Chelko Shel Chavero, the Hainu Shel Zeh, She'eno Meiser, B'Kol Makom Shehu. The Yushami says that it means that the portion of the other guy, the one who doesn't tithe, is wherever it is. B'Kol Makom Shehu Demaihu, wherever it is considered Demai, it's doubtfully tithe produce. Umishum de aim breira, and because there's no retroactive selection, chashinan shema chatzi chelko shel hamaiser biyad chavero, she'eno maiser, v'chatzi chelek chavero biyado. So we're worried that maybe the guy who tithes has some of the produce from the guy who doesn't tithe, and the guy who doesn't tithe has some of the produce from the guy who does tithe. Hilkach afal pi shekvar tiken hachatzi mikol ma shegido bekerem. Even though the one who tithes fixed up half of what was grown in that field, that vineyard, chayv latakein b'toras demai, a person would still need to fix up whatever he purchases from this field as doubtful produce, chatzi chela chaveru shebiyado, because the portion of the other person's could actually be in his possession. That is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayas Ches and Tes.